Good morning, Hopkins Middle School. Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band. My name is Paul Bostwick, and I'm from Los Gatos, California. Today is April 12th, 2014. We're at Cal State East Bay in Hayward, and it's the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival. Nice big chords at the beginning. Now, by comparison, this would be piano. This would be a big contrast from the fortes of a moment ago. Try to make it even a bigger difference. You have your the baccato parts, the staccato, actually. Play them. You're playing them half the value of the note, which is ideal. I would suggest that they should stay under the solo parts more. Keep the excitement, keep the precision, keep the stateliness of the tempo, everything, just like you're doing with that one exception. And I would have to label it balance, but that's what I'm getting at. Get underneath the solo a little bit. Listen, listen, listen. That's better. Yeah, that's tough because you have accidentals in there that are sort of like intonation problem waiting for you to slip. It's a tough section. Now, the soft part in the background needs to be even more clear than it is, but that doesn't mean louder. Bum, ba, bum, ba, ba, ba. And then stay under the soloist. Stay under the melodic line. You know, I think too that something that occurs to me that would be very nice. This piece right now is in 3/4 time, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. If I could think of it other than vertically, I would like that. If I could think of the long phrase of where is it heading? Bum, 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 bum. Maybe giving it a little bit of emphasis on beat one in a very subtle manner would perhaps enhance the forward look of that whole section. Mm-hmm. I like the notes at the ends of phrases where you get a note that'll go doo-doo, doo-doo. I think you must be pressing on the upper note and relaxing on the lower note a little bit, because it's showing through very nicely, and it's harmonically, it's providing the nice appoggiatura feeling. Now, the big note that is held, make sure that everything underneath can be heard. There's a lot happening under there, and all I hear is the upper top note. Now, this is... Yes, I like the way you repeat the two notes. Ba, ba. Don't cheat the end of the phrase. Okay, that's it. Let me make a suggestion at 131, the repeated section there. Notice how nicely halfway through the melodic line repeats the two notes, and then the second time it's too short. And I think that's where everybody has decided they're going to breathe, and that it shortens it too much. It should be just alike. Listen to your intonation toward the end as you get bigger. You're on the edge of losing your intonation, because you're getting louder and louder, and some people are forgetting that funny things happen to instruments when you play them loud and you're not thinking about it. Let me get back to the other thing. Boom, 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 boom. You see how that was done? And then the second time, boop, boop, boom, 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 boom. And then you shorten it. Well, that's another quarter note, just like the other one. It needs to be just as long. And so I noticed in that repeated section that I mentioned a moment ago, you did it twice. The halfway through, nice two quarter notes. At the end, after eight, a quarter note, and most of a quarter note at the end. So try to make them match each other. That's a nice effect if you can. Are we on Erickson? Yeah, air for band. You know, I think that you have the ability to all start together at the beginning of this piece. And the trick, or one trick that does it, is the idea of breathing with your conductor, and then you'll just nail it. It should work out. At this slow tempo, it seems to lack forward motion, but it doesn't have to be sped up to achieve that, I don't think. Just be thinking all the time that do-do-do-do-do is going to come in a minute. And so think really hard about that as you play. Push forward. That's very nice. A little more melody. Nice counter melody. in the midst of this texture, it sounds a bit muddy every now and then. It's there so rarely that I forget it happened, and then it'll show up again. And it's usually when you get into the upper dynamic range. Nice appoggiatura. Try to make those equal. Try to make the decoration with the upper clarinets and so on equal to the melody that's in the instruments that start the half note, the saxophones and the trumpets. Percussion, nice job. Cymbal, just right as far as balance with the rest of the band. That's good. More bass line with the big chord. Nice release. I'm always anxious to hear the bass line push the crescendos up, keeping that nice pyramid sound. Okay, that's good. That was a nice piece, and I enjoyed it a lot. I do like the way the instruments on the bass line melody that starts this piece, you played it as if it was one instrument. And, I mean, you came close to that as an idea, and that's very nicely done. Good balance on this. I can hear the bass line. I hear the top. I should hear more middle. Wow, this is working out very nicely, and it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a little thick in the middle here, a bit muddy. Balanced, and I can hear all the way through the middle. Okay. Very exciting performance. Thank you very much. I recommend that you keep in mind something that isn't a severe problem with you, but you're on the edge of it here and there. That is that when your volume increases, when you get to the higher dynamic levels, when everybody is playing, different instruments react differently to anyone who's not really thinking as far as the acoustics of your instrument. Here's what I'm getting at. The clarinets, when you play louder, they want to get flat. The flutes want to get sharp. The trumpets want to go sharp. And so, now what happens if there are people who aren't really aware of this and they just play louder, what's going to happen? You're going to have part of your band goes flat, part of your band goes sharp. And have you ever tried to match a pitch with that situation? Nobody knows which way to go. And it also becomes harder to hear each other. So it's a lost cause once you start that. Well, I only noticed that happening a little tiny bit with you guys, and I don't think it's going to be a severe problem, but I think you should know it in the back of your mind for future and just as something you should look out for. Really a nice, nice performance, and I enjoyed all three pieces a lot. Thank you for playing for me and for us, and good luck to you. Bye-bye.